Welcome to the Christ Life Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Olubi Johnson. For more information about this podcast and our other resources, please visit spcconline.org. God bless you.
You could be seated. Our Easter message that the Lord has put in my heart for this year is the resurrection in Abraham and Sarah. I actually preached this message 7 years ago. It's amazing. Where have the years gone? It's amazing. Your best years are in front of you. Oh, believe it all. Your best years, the best years of your life, are not the ones that, you know, behind. It's the one that are in front. The greater part of your destiny is going to be unfolding in the years that are ahead of us. 2024, 2025, 2026, the decades of the 20s, the decades of the 30s. We go into the 40s, which we're expecting that the work that should be done would have been done. And then we will be in great expectation of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Firstly, in the pre-tribulation rapture. Then there will be a mid-tribulation rapture, as revealed in Revelation chapter 11. And there will be a post-tribulation rapture, as revealed in Matthew 24. Before he finally comes physically to destroy the Antichrist and his armies in the great battle of Armageddon somewhere in Israel, and then set up the millennial reign. That is the track. There's no point planning and doing things without figuring God inside. Any plan you're making, yourself, your wife, your children, your career, let it follow this timeline. We wish everybody a happy, that you experience a resurrection life and all its attendant blessings in your spirit, soul, and body and your circumstances as we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ in this Easter season. Interestingly, the scriptures I'm going to mention are the ones that were sung when he said 4 days. I love that song. Even when God is late, he's still on time. Only God can be late and still be on time. And I was whispering to Lao Lu. I said, you see, there are two kinds of times in the Bible. There's Chronos. That's where we get chronology from. The book of Chronicles. That's your normal earthly human time. Today is Sunday. Tomorrow will be Monday. Next day will be Tuesday. That's Chronos. But there is another type of time spoken of in the scriptures, which is the Kairos. The Kairos time is an appointed time that God has set for him to fulfill his purposes. And what happens, watch this. There's a little bit of physics, but it's not complicated. What God does, you got Chronos going, Chronos. And then at a time where he has decided, at a time when he has planned, at a time when his conditions have been fulfilled, he will burst in with Kairos on top of Chronos. John 11, verses 23 through 27. And Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha saith unto him, oh, come on, God, I know my Bible. This is Olubi Johnson paraphrase. I'm speaking as Martha in the minds of most of us today. Oh, come on. I know my Bible. Of course I know. I know it's going to rise again. I believe in the resurrection. I went to an Anglican school. You know, we read the creed every Sunday. I believe in the resurrection of that. I know it's going to rise again. But that was not what Jesus was talking about. And Jesus, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She had no doubt about that. Verse 25. And Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. I'm not bound by Kronos. I'm not bound by Kronos. I'm not bound by your time. I'm 4 days late on Kronos, but on Kairos, I'm on time. This is one of the greatest statements that came out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus and in the entire Bible. And there's a reason for that. Let me say it first and I'll tell you the reason. I am. I didn't hear you. Where have you heard that before? Exodus. Remember? The burning bush. Moses sees this bush that is burning, but it's not being consumed. He can see the fire, he can see the light, but the tree, the bush is not, the leaves are not wrinkling as normally a fire would consume. It's burning. Honey, I just got a word. But it's not being consumed. You will burn and you will not be consumed. You want some word? Amen. Who was burnt and wasn't consumed? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They burned, but they were not consumed. The Bible says not even the smell of smoke. That's what happens, watch this, when Kairos intersects with Kronos. See? For those of us who do a little bit of physics, we know this. See, you got time, you know, relatively, we call proper time. You know, the normal time, you know. But you see, God is living outside space and time. God created time and space and set the planets, the rolling spheres that we're singing about. He set the planets in motion. They are all operating on Kronos. But the Creator is outside that system, and it is his prerogative to be able to come into Kronos and interfere as he sees fit. He's not bound by Kronos. He made Kronos. But by covenant, he's bound by Kairos. When he gives a promise to his people, he will fulfill it at a Kairos time. So whenever you have the intersection of Kronos and Kairos, you know what you got? Manifestation. I am the same I am of Exodus. Moses did something very good that day. That day could have gone two ways. So that's why honesty of heart and a heart that is seeking for God is very important. Moses could have looked at that fire and said, oh, how, what a wonder, and just walked off. You know what the scripture says? The scripture said, Moses said, look at this bush. It's burning and it's not consumed. The next word determined his destiny. I will turn aside. Are you turning aside in your heart? Honesty. I will turn aside and see. I will go and examine. I want to find out what is behind this strange phenomena and see this great side. Scripture. And the Bible says, and when the Lord saw, it was not before, it was after. And when the Lord saw that he had turned, he said, and the voice of the Lord came to him. You know why many people are not hearing the voice of God? They're not turning aside. The heart is going in this direction. God uses some supernatural event, some observation, something that obviously must have taken a supernatural and divine hand to do into your circumstances, and God expects you to turn aside to find out why. That is why in the book of Romans, in chapter 1, in verse 20, Paul says this, and it's true for all mankind. He said, for the invisible things of him are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, so that men are without excuse. The heavens should make you turn aside. The DNA in your body should make you turn aside. God's faithfulness to his covenant people, natural Israel, should make you turn aside. But alas, alas, many men don't turn. You look at, come on, look at this cosmos. An honest man will say, ah, God, I don't know you, I don't understand, but you must be out there somewhere. The Bible says, and when the Lord saw, then the voice of the Lord will come. Then light will come to the mind. He said, but they refused it, so their foolish heart became darkened. But Moses did the right thing. And the voice said, I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of thy fathers. And Moses bowed in reverence. See, all these years, Moses knew, watch this, about God, but never knew God. I'm going to repeat it. All those years, the years in Egypt, the years with Jethro in the land of Midian, 80 years, Pastor G, 80! He knew about God, but he did not know God. You know, a lot of people like that. They know about God, but they don't know God. Another character I remember is Job. Job knew about God. He knew God to some degree, you know. But he said, I have heard. He said, but now I see you with my eyes. It's a different ball game. You can know God and not know God. You can know God like a child knows his parents. When a child is 2-3 years old, they know the child. When they say, Daddy, Mommy, they know them, but they don't know them. But as they grow physically in maturity, then they get to know that's what we're talking about. And that's why God will use supernatural kairos events to capture the attention of your heart so your heart will turn so that you will know God better by revelation. So he says to Moses, I am the God of Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob, the God of thy fathers. Come now and go to Egypt. I have heard the cry and the affliction of my people by reason of their taskmasters. And therefore I'm going to send you to Egypt. Go to Pharaoh and tell him, let my people go. And Moses asks a very intelligent question. Don't forget that Moses was a very smart guy. He grew up in the court of Pharaoh. The Bible says he was mighty in words and deeds. He was a builder of pyramids and great treasure cities for the pharaohs. He was a very, very smart guy in the natural. But he didn't know God properly. Moses grew up in Egypt, for heaven's sake. He grew up in the palace. He knew the military might of Egypt. Son of Pharaoh's daughter. He knew me, a shepherd in Midian. God, you must be joking. I said, go. So, okay, let me even assume I will go. Who will I say? He said, when they ask you, say, I am that I am. He has not changed from Exodus to John. The same I am. So he announces to Martha. They've known him. They sleep in their house. They cook food for him. He takes his knowledge, the introduction of himself to Martha and Lazarus and that family. He takes it to a notch up. I am the I am of Exodus. But in this context now, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I want to stop there for a minute before I go to the next statement. I said I'm going to explain this. At this time, Jesus had not been resurrected. He's going to be resurrected in maybe another week or two. Maybe a week or 10 days. But at that time he was speaking, he was not the resurrection and life. It hadn't happened. Resurrection had not happened. How could he say with that level of audacity, with that level of confidence that I am the, he didn't say I am a resurrection, he said I am the resurrection and the life. And he had not yet been resurrected. You know why? He was operating with the God who calls the things which are not as though they are. He was operating with the faith of his father Abraham. That God said to him, I have made you a father of many nations. When at 99, he still didn't have any physical seed through Sarah. Man, God, are you joking? God, what are you telling me? I'm 99 years old. This lady is 90. Her womb is dead. She's past menopause. And you say, I am a father of many nations. That's why I really like that administration. Even when he's late, he's still on time. Don't let your situation dictate your faith. God is bigger than your situation. Your body may be as good as dead. I'm talking metaphorically. Your situation may be as good as dead. As if there is no hope. They were telling us, we went to some of our friends recently, we're discussing about the Nigerian problem and the economy and how all the oil that is coming out now has already been sold before we mine it. They have promised the lender, the people that borrowed us money, that once the oil comes out, it is their own. That is an impossible situation. Where are you going to get the money to pay back? When the same thing, you use to generate money has already been sold before it has been generated. But the God, the God says, I am the resurrection and the life. Before he was resurrected, says, I am the God of Nigeria. And it is the nation beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, from which the rivers divide, from which will Zion will arise. I believe him. My situation is not going to determine my faith. It is my faith that will change my situation. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, Jesus now takes this thing into the present day situation that they are facing. Lazarus was dead. So he now converts it to present truth. Truth that is to be applied to the present situation. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. Then he asks the million-dollar question. Believest thou this? Honest truth, they didn't believe. Martha didn't believe. Mary didn't believe. Even Peter and James and John, none of them believed it. They've seen him do some things, but you know, those were borderline cases. Maybe that Jairus, maybe she was in a coma. And the other guy too, you know, been dead for a year. They haven't buried him yet. He was carrying him, the son of... Maybe it's just, you know, maybe some fluke of medicine and some phenomena we don't understand. You know how the human mind reasons. How the devil puts silly thoughts of doubt in our mind. You know, maybe. But this one. Lord, don't... This is Olubi Johnson paraphrase. Lord, don't go there. Don't go there. Next verse. Verse 27. She saith unto him. And you and I are saying the same thing today. By the time I finish this message, you'll appreciate what I'm talking about. Yes, Lord. I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which cometh into the world. I don't believe you are resurrection. I believe you're Son of God. Well, that resurrection, she didn't say, I don't believe you are the resurrection and life. She changed the question and moved the thing around to the place where she was comfortable. Next verse. And when she had so said, she went her way. At this time, you know, they were still, you know, they hadn't yet gone to the graveside. And called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master is come and calleth for thee. I find it very interesting that she didn't tell him what Jesus said. She didn't say, you know, the master is around. He says he's the resurrection and the life. And he says that even if somebody's dead, she didn't go there. Just like most of us, our faith is very limited to many times what we can see and what we experienced. Next verse. As soon as she heard that, she arose, that's Mary, arose quickly and came unto him. Verse 30. Now, Jesus was not yet come into the town. The town was Bethany. He was close. He was on the way. And was in that place where Martha had met him. Verse 31. The Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth to the grave to go and weep. The Jews are very much like the Yorubas. When somebody dies, you know, we make a big deal out of it. And there's a good culture in that, you know, where you sit down, you comfort people, you know, people who just sit, you know. So when they saw her get, let's just go with her so that she can go and do something silly to herself. You know, they could understand the grief and all of that. Next verse. Then when Mary was come, I didn't hear you folks, where Jesus was, she saw him and saw him. She fell down at his feet. We saw it in that movie, you know. And said unto him, Lord, everything Jesus said didn't register. What Jesus said to Martha, and Martha went to Mary, they heard it, but it was ephemeral. They didn't. Lord, if I can believe you can heal the sick. You are the Christ, the Son of God. I believe that. She said, but this one. If you only had been here, my brother would. I know you healed the sick. If you had got here in time, you would have prayed for him and he would have risen up. People were there when you healed Peter's mother of fever. And so many people who have been healed under your ministry. Lord, you disappointed us. All that is unsaid in the mind. That's why I like that song. 4 days. If you had been here, If you had just got here in time, my brother would not have died. Next verse.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe these words have empowered you to live a victorious, transcendent life in Christ. Our mission is to equip God's people for service and build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources, including books, sermons, prophecies, and articles available on our website, sbcconline.org. Thank you, and God bless you.